BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
This is a download of Farming Today from the BBC. The presenter today, Charlotte Smith.
Good morning from Groundswell. This is a two-day event dedicated to regenerative farming and held here at Lanark Manor Farm in Hertfordshire. As we'll hear today, there are various different definitions of exactly what regenerative farming is, but it really bases itself on five core principles, which very handily are here in front of me on a tea towel. Let me just grab it because it's flapping in the wind here. So, it talks about diversity, so having lots of different crops and grasses in rotation. It talks about integrating livestock onto the farm, protecting the soil's surface, so that's by putting cover crops over the winter, and minimising soil disturbance, which in most cases means not ploughing. And the last one, maintain living roots. It's a bit of a mix, really, this show, between a farming conference. You can probably just hear somebody behind me talking about soil fungi, and an agricultural show. So I've also got in front of me some shiny machinery and lots of flag festoon stands with people trying to sell me things. Now, it is a really hot day here today, and so one of the most popular exhibits is about rain. It's not real rain. It's rain created by the woman standing next to me, Jill Clapperton, and it's created to rain on particular types of soil. Just explain your rain machine.
Oh, my rainfall simulator. This is a way that we can really understand soil structure. So when soil is well structured, we're going to get a lot of infiltration, which comes into the back bucket. If we have soil that's not so well structured and doesn't hold water, then it's going to run off. And that's what we don't want, because then we'll see sediment and we'll see nutrients coming off the fields.
So this is really set up, if you imagine a shower, and then underneath it are different, tiny little different types of soil. We've got no-till, herbal lay, and permanent pasture. And there are two ways to collect this water. One, it seeps down through the soil and goes into the back jar, but more water seems to come off the front way, which is when it simply isn't absorbed by that soil and runs straight into the front jar.
That's right.
So is this a very simple way of saying this soil is better than that soil?
It is. It's also a way of saying this soil is healthier than this other soil because we have better soil structure. The time it takes to start running through means that we're holding water, which is really important because that means we have good soil too. And then if all that water is running through an infiltration, the water is being purified. So when it goes to groundwater, it's going to be clean water and we're not running off sediments.
So out of the ones that you've experimented on your rain simulator, which is the best?
Oh, by far the permanent pasture. But the no-till with the growing crop on it was close to second. It took a long time for it to start to run off, and we did get water infiltrating, and it was clean water.
Lots of people here are obviously very much thinking about their soil. That's why they've come to a regenerative farming event. How long does it take to go from a conventionally farmed, ploughed soil to something that actually is better?
3 to 5 years, depending on what you can do, economically speaking. So if you can grow cover crops, if you can integrate livestock, you could probably make a big difference in your soil structure in 3 years. It might take a little longer if you don't have some of those other options available to you.
How much interest are you getting here today?
Oh, it was fabulous. I mean, the energy here is so good. People are open and ready to learn. They're ready to embrace change, and they want to see. So it's not just about tell me, it's about show me.
It's amazing what you come across at this show. I'm just making my way across the site. There are lots of big tents with speakers and demonstrations. I'm just walking past a pen with a calf in it, and there's a small allotment to my right, also a muck heap just over the way. I was curious to find out, though, who comes to this event, which one person described to me as the Glastonbury of agricultural events, and why they come.
Just to get a new perspective on the different ways of farming.
What sort of farming are you doing at the minute?
Well, we're trying to do regen, but we're right at the start of our journey.
Why are you changing?
Because I think it's the right thing to do for the future. We're really at the start, so only a couple of months in, well, 6 months in the farm I'm running now. We're just block grazing, doing things that we were before, but being a lot more strict on it.
I'm from New Zealand, actually, although originally from Gloucestershire. But I'm actually fascinated in the momentum that regenerative agriculture is taking. Whilst there are some of us in New Zealand who are starting to look at regen and its benefits, I'm just keen to learn. Equally, I'm keen to learn the negatives as well. I've asked no end of people what regenerative ag means to them, and I get 20 different answers. So hopefully today, I might have a few more by the time I get on the plane tonight.
Where have you come from? Why have you come?
From Essex. Why? Because my son told me to.
Hello, son.
Hello.
You're all powerful, it seems. Why have you dragged your father here?
Future of farming, hopefully, to try and change the future of the farm a little bit.
What sort of farming are you doing at the moment, would you say?
Just arable farming, ploughing.
And how would you like that to change, brave son?
Rotational ploughing, hopefully, but a bit of ploughing because it is needed, I think, sometimes. But I think we need to learn a few other ways, but that's why we're here. Enjoy the sunshine.
Dad, are you convinced yet? I know it's early.
I'm learning.
I'm in the advisory body, the Suffolk FWAG, Farming Wildlife Advisory Group. Yeah. So we work predominantly in Suffolk, and our interest is basically building a business case for alternative farming methods that work in harmony with nature. And there's a lot on offer, it's complex, and new markets for the future. A blended finance, not just sort of coming from the governments, and this is where these places are exciting, this is where they spawn new ideas.
Hi, from BBC Radio, can I ask you a quick question?
Of course you can.
Where have you come from, why are you here?
I've come from the Netherlands. The main reason is that we're an exhibit here. I'm from Soil Heroes, and we connect farmers to companies that will help farmers to make the transition from conventional to regenerative agriculture.
So you find them the money?
We help them to find the money, yeah.
And are your other partners, are they looking actually for carbon credit sort of advantages here? Is that what they're after?
That is one thing. Yeah, we see that only as a first stepping stone, that it is an existing market. But when you do regenerative agriculture, of course you have the benefit of sequestering extra carbon into the soils. But it's much more than that. It is also about improving water holding capacity. It is about added biodiversity above and beyond soil. We see carbon as a first stepping stone, but we're in for the bigger goal.
We're from Lincolnshire, and we come to learn a bit about regen and see how we go on.
Why are you interested?
I think it's more to do with we've got to go this way, really, with the government payouts and different things.
Like he said, we're being forced down this route.
If you're honest, if it weren't for the change in emphasis in government payments, would you be interested? Would you want to change what you already do?
Personally, no, because it works, and we know we get returns. We have dabbled our toes in this for the last few years, and we're not getting too much return on what we've done and what we're seeing compared to traditional methods. So I'm a bit of a sceptic.
When you say regenerative farming, what to you is that?
I don't know, not really, not yet. We're learning today.
Well, I found a very welcome hay bale to sit on here at Groundswell, and I'm with someone who must know exactly what regenerative farming is. That's Paul Cherry. He's one of the organisers who started this event back in 2016. What is regenerative farming?
It's really taking your foot off the pedal a bit. It's thinking much more about the soil as the most valuable asset on the planet, realizing that if you look after your soil, it will look after you much more. Building fertility is crucial, and that's what I think the sort of principal core of regen ag is.
And do you think the fact that the input costs, fertilizer and so on, are rising so fast, even faster than the price of wheat, that that's actually making people who perhaps wouldn't have considered this a year ago think, oh, well, maybe I could do a bit regenerative and reduce some of those costs?
Absolutely. It's not okay now to sort of, you know, you're burning 1,000 litres a day into an enormous combine. You know, that's a big cost now. You know, I've seen diesel at 9p a litre, and I've seen it at nearly a pound a litre. These are massive changes, and that's only diesel, so it's everything gets knocked on.
But if somebody changes from a conventional approach to a regenerative approach, they are going to produce less, so there is going to be a penalty in terms of they won't have as much to sell.
But their costs are down, so don't be frightened of producing less. You know, we tend to say, you know, yield is vanity, profit is sanity. I think it's very easy to go hell for leather and then get up bad weather or bad luck, and suddenly, you know, you spend all this money and look at the bottom line and take that subsidy out of the bottom line, and suddenly it's much more uncertain.
So why not just go organic, and then you get a label and you get to charge more?
if you're organic. It's a very prescriptive system. You've got a clipboard and you've got to make sure you stick to those rules. With regenerative agriculture, there are no rules, but it's the principles that matter. Build carbon, build fertility, use less inputs. And I'm afraid there's a key problem with organic, and if you can't use glyphosate, then you've got to plough. And I'm afraid ploughing is not good for our friend the soil.
Although plenty of people will be saying, well, glyphosate's not great either.
A little squirt of glyphosate is an awful lot better than turning over 7 inches of soil.
I'm Helen Browning, I'm Chief Exec of the Soil Association and an organic farmer.
Do you wander around events like this, Helen, and thinking, why aren't you all going organic?
Well, I'm really excited actually by what's going on here at the moment. There's a whole surge of people starting to get interested in this regenerative idea. And while I think organic's got a lot to share and learn, I'm really keen that everybody starts moving in the right direction. And not everybody's going to go organic right now. So I think it's fabulous to see all these people getting excited in some of those techniques. And we've got a lot to learn from each other. So no, I think it's brilliant.
I was talking to Paul Cherry just there, and he was saying that actually regenerative farming is better in a sense than organic because they don't plough, which he sees as very damaging. And he says that ploughing is worse than using glyphosate.
Well, I think that's a debate that could run and run. I'm not against the occasional plough, but actually I'm really interested in no plough organic systems. And that's something we're trialling on our own farm and through innovative farmers, through the living mulch trials, looking at how you can drill your cereals into your clover lays and move away from the plough. So it's happening. That is the holy grail.
Just to explain why that is so difficult, what happens in these min-till systems is that they are planting into the remnants of a crop, but to make those remnants quite small, they use glyphosate to kill them, essentially.
Yeah.
You can't do that in an organic system.
No, I think we can get away from glyphosate. I think we've got to. I think the evidence on glyphosate is compelling now, but we do want to absolutely minimise ploughing too. Not that it's a sin, but we need to be looking at systems which actually avoid the use of both as much as possible.
The Secretary of State for the Environment, George Eustace, will be here later today. He's going to announce the date for when people can start applying for the new Sustainable Farming Incentive, which talks quite a lot about soil. Will it do enough, do you think?
I don't know whether it'll do enough, but I think it's really important to get every farmer on the bus starting to actually look at their soils and doing something about them. We've got a real variability across the farming sector. Some people are soil experts, some people have never dug a hole on their farms. So I think actually it's really helpful to have the SFI focusing on soils. It is the primary thing we've got to get right. And you find that when farmers actually get their soils right, they then start to find that they can do without some of the chemicals. You know, I'm seeing more and more farmers saying, oh, I've managed to get rid of the insecticides, now I'm not going to get rid of the fungicides. That's the kind of transition we need to see, and it does start with the soil.
Helen Browning there from the Soil Association, and before her, Paul Cherry, one of the organisers here at Groundswell. That's about it from us. I'm sure it's time for a bacon butty. I'm Charlotte Smith. The producer is Heather Simons, and the studio manager in Bristol is Ilse Laderman.